Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke 10, 38 to 42. I'd invite you to follow along on the screen or in your bulletin. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And she came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today, as the weather starts to turn cooler and the leaves start to fall, we're going to begin a new series on hospitality. During this season of holidays and opening up our hearts and paying extra care to the needy among us, we're going to be talking about what it looks like to create a wide welcome in our hearts for all those God brings across our paths. The Bible talks so much about hospitality, about what it looks like to love and care for each other, what it looks like to reach out to the stranger and the lost. But the Bible points a very radical view of hospitality that pushes us past our comfort zones and encourages us to include people that the world often overlooks. The kind of hospitality that the Bible talks about is countercultural. It encourages us not to focus on me and mine, but those around us, to live our lives generously. The kind of hospitality that the Bible talks about encourages us not to rush and be busy, but to slow down and to really encounter the people that we meet each day. We find this call to hospitality at the very core of the gospel. We hear it in Jesus's command to love our neighbors as ourselves. We hear it in the invitation to be community with one another, to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. We hear this call to hospitality and the command to love our neighbors. In many ways, though, I think the Christian church has tamed hospitality. We've made it into something akin to the 1950s housewife version of what hospitality looks like. And we equate hospitality with setting a pretty table and baking a good roast. Not that those are bad things, but they just touch the surface of what Jesus is calling us to when he tells us to love our neighbor. Because true hospitality goes past pleasantries and cookies and helps us to really get to know and love and care those we meet. When done right, true hospitality has the ability to change the world, to bring healing to the broken, to cheer the weary soul, to mend the divide of hatred and fear that we see so often around us. True hospitality is life-changing, and it's something our world desperately needs, especially now. And it is something that we, as followers of Jesus, are called to take seriously. It is one of the disciplines God has given us to help us draw closer to him, to draw closer to one another. So for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at hospitality, what the Bible has to say about it, what it means to provide a wide welcome to everybody we encounter, whether that's our neighbor, a stranger, or even a friend. The most basic sense, hospitality is making room in our lives for somebody else. It's slowing down enough to see what's happening around us. It's caring for one another, putting other people before ourselves, showing love and grace to whoever crosses our path. And today, as we start to talk about hospitality, we're going to start at the very beginning. We're going to start with what it means to be hospitable towards God, how we as Christians, as a family, as individuals, make room in our lives to encounter our Heavenly Father. So let me ask you, how welcoming have you been to God lately? How open to his leading are you? How much room do you leave in your life to simply sit at Jesus' feet and listen? In our scripture today, we meet two women who have very different temperaments and have very different approaches towards hospitality. And we learn the kind of hospitality that God wants for us. We meet Martha, This woman who opens her home to Jesus, who's eager to serve him, who wants to make him feel welcome and comfortable. She goes out of her way to make sure that everything is just right for Jesus's visit. She busies herself with a task associated with hospitality, cooking, cleaning, setting the table, fixing drinks. She does her best to make Jesus feel at home, showing hospitality the only way that she knows how. Somewhere along the line, though, she gets irritated. There's just too much to do, and she's exhausted, and she sees her sister sitting there with the men, not doing anything. So she gets annoyed, and she goes to Jesus, and she complains. "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do everything by myself? Tell her to help me." Oh, sisters. Jesus does something surprising here, though. Instead of chastising Mary for neglecting the women's work, instead of chastising her for interfering with this men's conversation that's happening gathered in Mary's home, he gently chides Martha, says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few are needed, indeed only one. And your sister Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Jesus gently reminds Martha that true hospitality isn't about doing. It's not about checking things off of a to-do list, but it's about being present with one another. What mattered to Jesus that day wasn't that the food and drink and table was set just right. What mattered was the opportunity to spend time with one another. It's funny, though, how quickly we forget that in the busyness of life. We get so lost in the details. We stay so busy doing the tasks of hospitality that it's hard to actually be hospitable. And something I struggle with and often discourages me from having people over, worrying about all the things that have to get done before you have guests come. The cooking, the cleaning, the picking out the right food, making sure that somebody's going to feel just right, that the kitchen is just clean enough before people get there. It's easy to get overwhelmed with these details. To have one last thing to do, always feel like you're in a rush, never feel like you can just sit and enjoy the company that we have been given. And that's the pitfall that Martha's falling into here, the belief that she has to do all these things instead of the invitation to just come and sit at Jesus' feet. We see Mary here, being lifted up as a different kind of example for us, modeling a different type of hospitality, one not based on doing, but just being with God. Mary has put aside all the things she has to do. She put aside all her worries and concerns, and she just calmed herself in front of Jesus, focused her attention on him, and made room for him to speak into her life. And here's Martha rushing around trying to get everything done, complaining and worrying and fretting. And we see Mary simply sitting and enjoying Christ. And we're told that she did the only thing that was needed by making a welcoming place in her heart for God, providing a wide welcome to whatever he had to offer. I wonder, as you hear this story today, who you identify with more? What kind of welcome you give to God? Maybe you're one of the lucky few who find it easy just to come and sit at Jesus' feet, who are able to put aside that to-do list and just come soak in God's love. And for you, I say, praise God. Praise God that you are able to come and sit in his presence and to know his love. Keep doing it. Keep putting God front and center in your life. Keep creating a wide welcome for our Heavenly Father. But for those who might find Martha's story to ring a little more true, I wonder what we could learn today from this story. So often I think, we come ready and willing to welcome God. We want to be able to sit before him, but we come so overwhelmed by the things of life, by the to-do lists we have, by the challenges we face. We're not able to really welcome God because we're moving too fast to actually see God. It's easy to vilify Martha, to say that she had her priorities wrong or she cared more about her to-do lists than she did about Jesus. But remember, it was Martha who opened her home to God in the first place, who wanted to have Jesus come and eat with her, who wanted to create a safe and warm place for him to spend time with friends. But somehow she just got it a little wrong. I think she's a lot like us. At some point in our lives, we opened our hearts to God and invited him to come in, and we're so excited and passionate about that relationship, about that joy, about that intimacy with God. But then somewhere along the line, something happened. We became overwhelmed by life. We started to focus on all the things that we had to do rather than just being with Christ. Something changed for us, and we lost that sense of awe and wonder. Maybe like Martha, you just got too busy, and it sucked the joy right out of you. Maybe somewhere along the line, you were hurt. Now you're angry and disappointed with God, so you keep your distance. Maybe you find it difficult to hold still long enough to hear God, so you just keep moving and keep missing God. Or maybe you're just focused on the wrong things and you're too distracted to see what God is doing right before you. Maybe as you sit here today, you don't feel that joy and excitement that you once had for God, but instead you feel obligation, busyness, anger, disappointment. You don't know how to get back to that place of simply sitting at Christ's feet and listening to him. Today, can you hear God inviting you to come and sit, to come and find rest and healing in him, to let go of the hurt and the pain that you might be carrying, to put down those to-do lists just for a little while, to get back to that place of joy and intimacy? This is what being hospitable to God is all about, providing a warm welcome for him. It's not about doing more or performing, but it's about being with God, making space in our lives just to be with him. How do we do this? How do we welcome God? Well, I think first and foremost, we have to make time for him. We have to slow down. We have to figure out somehow to do less so that we have more time just to be with God. We need to hold this sacred time dear so that we have time to sit in his presence and to hear him call our name. I think this can be overwhelming for those who are already feeling too busy, the idea that we have to add one more thing to our to-do list, one more thing we have to get right in order to please God. But remember, welcoming God is less about what you do and more about the attitude with how you do it. That everything we do in our day can be offered to God, can be a part of our relationship with God, can be a way that we are in tune with God and walk through our life with him. So whether you're washing the dishes or driving to work, walking the dog or gardening, that God is present in that moment. We can be aware of his presence and go through life together with him there. For me, it's more about creating that stillness, that inner calm, putting aside the lists of things I need to do, and knowing that God is with me. Listening for God's voice, listening for him to call my name. And how do we as a church, as a body of Christ, welcome God? How good are we at allowing space for God to speak? Do we gather together excited to hear his voice? Or are we too busy with our own to-do lists and our own agendas to hear God speaking? What do we value more as a church family, doing or being? How do we corporately listen for his voice? Hospitality and hospitality to God is not something that comes naturally to many of us. It's something we practice. It's a muscle we have to strengthen. So I would invite you this week to practice showing hospitality to God. In your bulletin this week, you'll find on the third page a section called Hospitality, Widening the Welcome. And each week during this series, I'm going to put some practical ideas on ways that you can practice hospitality, ways that you can practice growing closer to God or to your neighbor or to your family and friends. And I'd encourage you to pick one or two of these things to do this week, one or two things that speak to you, that fit with your schedule, that work with your temperament, ways that you will commit to making room in your life for God. Practice showing this wide welcome to God in all that he does. And as you do these things, know that God is eagerly awaiting for you. Not the things you do, not the work that you perform, but for your presence, to know you, to love you, and to care for you. Hear his invitation to worry less, to do less, to fret less, and to simply come and sit at his feet and know his love. Let us pray. God, I thank you that you love us first and foremost for who we are. God, that you cherish us as your children, that you want to spend time with us. Help us to tune out the distractions that keep us from you, to say no to the things that are unnecessary. God, and to create sacred space and sacred time for us to be with you, to hear your voice. We thank you that you love us and that you care for us, and that you are with us this day. In your name we pray. Amen.